Pastors Larry and Tiz Huck welcome you to this weekly Torah study from New Beginnings Church in Bedford, Texas, taught by Pastor Scott Sigmund. We pray this message will help you better understand how God's Old Testament wisdom and New Testament revelation are meant to jointly fit together.
Thank you guys for coming. It's January 12, 2020, and God has a new beginning for you and I. Amen. Do you receive that? So good for everyone to be here. Thanks for your faithful attendance. Because of you, we grew. Now, there was some debate on the final total for 2019, our attendance total. I'm thinking it needs to be corrected to an average of about 40, which means we grew over 300 in attendance from 2018 to 2019. That gives us about a 20% increase. I'll take that on my money any day, 20% growth. So may God give us even more growth in 2020. And not only live and in person, but through the CDs and the podcast on the New Beginnings website. So here we are together again, and God's amazing, isn't he? He's got a New Year's message for us out of today's Torah study, and it emphasizes the generational blessing. And I've entitled this call. It's called Your Divine Assignment and the Blessing of the Lord. Amen. And so it's important to remember that as we're getting into a brand new year, that God wants you focused on the blessing. That's what's in front of you. Don't be focused on the past, and even though last year may have been tremendous and awesome, you can't just read your own press clippings and rest on your laurels and figure, well, I've done everything I need to do. Uh-uh. God's not finished with us yet, right? So he wants to inspire us and motivate us to go for more, to elevate our expectations in 2020. And as we do that, you're going to see the power of God kick in your life, right? You're going to see God's provision kick in your life. If there's been doors that have been shut to you, God's going to open new doors for you so that you can be sustained on your journey. We're all on a unique Christian journey, and a part of that journey includes what God is doing here at New Beginnings. And so find out your place in the body of Christ and get inspired, get on fire. In today's study, Jacob is an older man now. He's kind of on his deathbed, and he calls his 12 sons to meet him there, and he pronounces a unique blessing upon each of his 12 sons so that blessing would bring an empowerment in their lives so they could minister what God had called them to do as part of the nation of Israel. God needed that blessing to guide them, right? God needed them to be empowered, and he needed them to grow from a family of 12 sons into 12 leaders of the nation of Israel. And in the same way, God is saying to you and I, on whatever level, wherever you're at, that whatever happened in 2019, hallelujah, more power to you. But that's not our focus anymore. We're turning our focus forward, and proactively we're going to move towards more of what God's call is on our lives. And he's saying to us, it's a prophetic sign, it's an encouraging sign that God wants to connect us with this revelation of the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes, because each are uniquely called by God. And God, through Jacob, said, sons, I want you to pursue and fulfill your unique divine assignment. And that way the nation of Israel can be established on a firm and rock solid foundation. Amen. And that's what he's saying to you and I. Daughter of God, son of God, child of God, beloved of God, get in your mind, create through your prayer and through your study, through your meditation, a vision for moving forward, pursuing your divine assignment, pursuing what God has called you to do, because it's an important part of the body of Christ. You are an important part of the body of Christ today. Amen. How many of you realize that the world is getting darker? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, man, things are going haywire. Will someone stop the insanity? Well, you're supposed to stop the insanity. Each of us have our own world that we live in. You know people I'll never meet. I know people you'll never meet. But in each of our unique individual orbits, we're supposed to be influencers. And we're supposed to take a spiritual authority over areas like our family, in our business, on our jobs, and everything that we're doing in our relationship. You're not backing down, slowing down, and bowing down to the darkness in this world. You're shining a light. And God is using that unique blessing that he's put on each of us to bring that across in a very special way. So the Spirit of God in you and the love of God in you. Did you know you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart? Amen. And that love is just waiting to burst out. We don't need you on the street corner with a bullhorn and a sign, "Turn or burn." We need, through your love, your acts of kindness, it's the goodness of God that leads men to repent. So take advantage of those opportunities to make a difference. They're going to be greater in 2020 than ever before. And God is positioning you to grow in your leadership anointing, right? He's about ready to take you to a new level. You're going to feel a sense of equipping in your life, the Spirit of the Lord working in your life to bring you more anointing, more love, more grace, more mercy, more vision, more ability, more divine favor and blessing to get the job done. Amen. And so this is all about elevating expectations. When Jacob prayed for his 12 sons, he was lifting them up. Elevating their expectations to believe for divine blessing and divine breakthrough. Everything that God wants to do in your life and in my life isn't just going to automatically happen. There's going to be some striving. There's going to be some pursuing. There's going to be some activity that's required. It was so good to see some of us gathering together. Maybe you didn't know. You can come to the next one on Saturday morning, yesterday at 10:30. Here we are in the lobby, 13 of us, marching and praying, prophesying, proclaiming, confessing, releasing the power of God, the salvation of God, the vision of God. We're pressing in, and God is calling you and I this year in 2020 to keep pressing in, keep laying hold, keep proclaiming, keep prophesying, keep praying, keep studying, keep worshiping, keep staying involved, be proactive. Don't wait for the devil to do something. Go on the offensive. You attack the devil. Don't let the devil just use you as a whipping post. Amen. I believe we're going to see greater financial miracles, greater spiritual miracles in 2020 than we've ever seen before. Healings are going to multiply. Salvation is coming to our family and friends. Say that 100 times. Write that down in your notebook, your journal 100 times until it clunks and clicks in your life and you have no doubt. Amen. There's going to be revival in America. We're not turning over America to the God haters. We're turning America over to the God chasers. Amen. Some of you are going to have a new career opportunity. Some of you are going to receive unexpected income, a big lump sum of money, and it's going to change your destiny. You're going to do more for the kingdom than ever before. Some of you are going to get a letter that says that huge debt that's been hanging over your head has been renegotiated and it's been canceled. You're going to walk in a new level of revelation knowledge with wisdom and counsel of the Holy Ghost in your life. And for those that will stand with Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, there's going to be greater prosperity than ever before. There's going to be a big transfer of wealth. And God is not only going to provide you more provision, He's going to provide you protection. Though there may be 1,000 over here falling, though there may be 10,000 over there falling, that evil will not come nigh you or I. The angels of the Lord are encamped round about us. A hedge of protection is insulating us from the attacks of the enemy. We have favorable outcomes in every area of our life. How many of you agree God's best is coming? Yeah. Amen. It's about ready to manifest. You know, it's not a coincidence that today is the 12th. And we're studying the 12 sons of Jacob, who represent the 12 tribes of Israel, on the 12th day of the new year. And when you explore Bible numbers, you realize that there's a lot of them that have a lot of significance. And number 12 is one of those numbers. It stands out as one of the most prominent numbers in all the Bible. It appears throughout the Bible 187 times. And in a biblical sense, the number 12 forms the perfect foundation for government. It represents authority and perfection and completion of God's purposes, and it's most often used in the context of leadership, government, and divine rule. Jacob has 12 sons. They morph into 12 tribes, and they form the leadership foundation for the nation of Israel. There's 12 stones on the high priest's breastplate, each representing those 12 tribes, that leadership. Jesus chose how many disciples? 12. And when Judas Iscariot died, and now they're down to 11, what do they immediately do? Appoint another disciple, an apostle, to keep that number at 12. There's 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament, and these minor prophets prophesy a great deal about God's eternal plan for the Jews and the Gentiles. And it's the same in the book of Revelation. The number 12 is throughout the book of Revelation. Again and again, you see it showing and being linked to authority and perfection in God's eternal kingdom. There's 144,000 Jewish preachers made up of 12,000 times 12 tribes. The walls of the New Jerusalem, when you look this up in Revelation 21, it measures 144 cubits, which is a multiple of 12. The new city is also 12,000 furlongs squared. There's 12 precious stones that form the foundation of this new Jerusalem that we'll all one day be a part of. The city walls have 12 foundations. 12 gates with the names of the apostles on each one. Hallelujah. Revelation 22 teaches the tree of life will bring forth 12 fruits corresponding to the 12 months on the Hebrew calendar. And the leaves of those trees will bring healing to the nations. Hallelujah. What is God saying? We're in a season right now, 2020, 5780 on the Hebrew calendar. It's the 12th day. We're studying the 12 sons of Jacob. We're learning about the power of the number 12 and how it speaks to divine authority in your life, a divine governing in your life, some divine completion in your life. Isn't this good? This is our destiny. This is what we're walking into this year. The 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the Lamed, is just happens to represent the concept of learning. It's speaking to us that we need to study to show ourselves approved. It's a calling to govern our lives by following the Word of God. You're not here to follow Fox TV or the other guys, the Communist Network. You're to follow the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, governing our lives, establishing a firm foundation, letting that leadership, that government rule and reign in your decision making, right? 2 Timothy 3:16 from the Passion Translation says, every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. Every scripture. It will empower you by its instruction and correction. How many of you know we haven't learned it all? How many of you know we're not doing it all right and we need some correction from time to time? A course correction. This is our year. The scripture gives us strength to take the right direction, right? There's always a fork in the road. Do I go this way or that way? If you watch The Matrix, do I take the red pill or the blue pill? But God says, I'll give you strength for your journey to make the right choices, to take the right direction, and it will lead you into deeper paths of godliness. How many want that for your life? That's a vision. Amen. I don't have a vision for, well, start there. There's your vision. God, lead me into deeper paths of godliness. On the Hebrew calendar, I mentioned we're in the year 5780. 80 is equivalent to the Hebrew letter pei, and this letter means mouth. It means speech. It means breath. It means words. And this is telling us that this year God is going to work through you in a way that you're constantly speaking the words of God, the promises of God over your life. All the negativity, all the rehearsing of the curse is going to be washed away, and you're going to elevate your expectation in this area of speaking the word, working the word, speaking the word, working the word. Hallelujah. The number 80 also relates to the Hebrew word which means foundation. This is the foundation of our lives, and God is going to use this new year to build a strong, rock-solid foundation in your life. And that's going to involve speaking the word, speaking the word, speaking the word. Amen? Amen. And as you speak the word, guess what? Divine government, divine order will be reestablished in your life, in your family, in your finances, in your health. Some of us, when we think about fasting and praying for the new year, some of you need that more than ever. Because you're not in the habit of speaking the word. You're in the habit of rehearsing the curse. You're too concerned with telling others about the size of your problem instead of telling your problem about the size of your God. We break that curse in the name of Jesus. We go into 2020, into 5780 with the words of God in our heart and on our mouth. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It's the attack weapon. You attack sickness. You attack poverty. You attack disappointment and discouragement, family curses, any kind of temptation, any kind of sin. Go on the attack. You're not hanging on till Jesus. Jesus comes, you have a dominion, a power, an authority, and use that in 2020. So this is all kind of the backdrop of today's study. Jacob calls his 12 sons and he gives them a word about their destiny, their mission, their assignment. And it relates to your own personal calling and your own divine assignment. Each of us have one. And the longer you're at this thing and the more faithful you are to it, God will keep opening new doors. He'll allow you to take the next steps. You climb one mountain and conquer and win and you're at the top. God will say, there's another one if you want it. Amen. I don't plan on retiring. There's no Hebrew word for retire. That doesn't mean you have to report to work every morning. But in your mind, I'm not retiring from my divine assignment. Amen. Amen. Just like Jacob's sons, you have a divine assignment. You need to pursue that thing. You need to report to heaven when you walk through the pearly gates. You want to hear those words, what? Well done, you fulfilled your divine assignment. That's why we're saved, right? We're not saved just to hang on till Jesus comes, to be religious, to go to church for 60 minutes, hit the time card thing. See, God, I did it, 60 minutes, now you owe me. It doesn't work that way. Who fooled us into thinking that's how it works? You're saved to make a difference. You were created to win, created to achieve, created to move forward, to be proactive, to walk by faith, to walk in dominion and authority. You have that power even now on the inside of you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive and well in you. Amen. And because of all of that, it's on the flip side, heaven needs you. Heaven doesn't need you sitting on the bench. Heaven needs you saying, Coach, I've got my helmet on, put me in the game. Amen. And so what we need is like what it says in Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination. Man, there's a mouthful there, right? You have an imagination. Use it for godly things. Use it for witty inventions. Use it to release the wisdom of God. Use it so that you're counseled by the Holy Ghost on how to construct and develop and maintain and advance everything that God is doing, right? God wants to flood you with light, right? And he wants to flood you, the scripture says, until the experience is so full of revelation, you'll know the hope of your calling. Come on, somebody. When you're thinking about divine destiny, I'll just throw this in. Look at your Jewish birthday. Go to the Jewish birthday calculator on Chabad.org and look and find out when you were born on the Jewish calendar, and there'll be a Torah portion assigned to your particular birthday. And there's secrets and mysteries hidden in that Torah study that will tell you a little bit more about your birthday and what you were called to do. Dear Pastor Nancy, always every year she has a Discover Your Gift seminar. I'm sure she has another one scheduled here at some point in the near future, probably on a Saturday. Keep your ears open for that. And Pastor Nancy's got her Discover Your Gift seminar. I'm there, man. Well, it's on a Saturday. I'll miss cartoons. Good. The late, great pastor and longtime ministry leader at Focus on the Family with James Dobson, HB London, he wrote a book, The Heart of a Great Pastor. And in this book, he discusses divine assignment. And one of the things that's always stuck with me from this book is that we have to treat our divine assignment as holy ground. Holy ground. What God has called you to do is a holy calling. It's not just something flippant that you just can take or leave as you please. It's something that you need to pursue. Every day that you wake up, you need to at some point connect with your major definite purpose, right? And so drawing from the chapters in the Pastor London's book, I put together some bullet points. How many of you want to be promoted this year? How many of you want to experience the fullness of God's blessing this year? Well, here's some bullet points for you. Develop a strong partnership with God. That's what you're doing by getting up early and coming to Torah study or coming to a prayer meeting or being involved in all the activities of the church, but even in your own personal time. You're seeking His favor. You're seeking His counsel, His wisdom, His blessing. That's what makes it all work. Be energized by the dreams God has given you. Right? How many of you know that God has put a dream in your heart? Yeah, I see hands. Right? Be energized by that. Father, show me more of what that means in my life. Give me a vision for how to make that work in my life, in my family, in my ministry, in business. And give me the passion and the inspiration to keep on keeping on. Grow a godly, prosperous soul. Right? The soul that you came into the church with probably needs some renewing. Yeah? Zig Ziglar, the late great Zig Ziglar, said what? We need a checkup from the... Because we all have what kind of thinking? Stinking thinking. Amen? So we need to grow a prosperous soul. In other words, sharpen your saw. Abraham Lincoln said, if I was going to cut down a tree and I had all day to do it, the first thing I'd do is sharpen my saw. Sharpen my axe. And that means studying, learning, exactly what we were talking about earlier. Learning some things so we show ourselves approved. Another bullet point, bloom where you're planted. Everything God has for you isn't going to manifest in its fullness. He's looking to see if you'll be faithful in the little things. Bloom where you're planted. You're here at New Beginnings. God's planted you here. Bloom here. Find a place to serve and give and let your gift and talent bloom and God will give you more. Love your calling from God. Take this job and love it. Helps to have an attitude of gratitude, doesn't it? Work on creating a blueprint for your ministry. Do some planning. Do some goal setting. Live above reproach. Walk worthy of the calling of God that's on your life. Right? And like you're doing today, seek fresh encounters with God. Right? Just because God spoke to you years ago doesn't mean He's not speaking to you today. A lot of times we're just not tuned to the right frequency because we got our mind on all the wrong stuff. In worship time, just don't, oh, I praise you, Lord, I praise you. Press in. Get your breakthrough. Be like the woman that had the issue of blood that needed something to change. How many years was she struggling? 12. Press in. Sing until you're sweating. Gospel aerobics. I went to the Lord's gym this morning, Sunday morning, 9:30, and boy, did I have a workout. Amen.
Yeah.
The great evangelist Luis Palau said about divine assignment, it's not so much us doing something for God, but rather God doing something through us. Isn't that good? The Apostle Paul said it this way. We're like the various parts of the human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole. Talking about the body of Christ. Not the other way around. In other words, it's not just about you. Don't have your radio tuned to WIIFM. What's in it for me radio? WIIFM radio. What's in it for me? The body we're talking about is Jesus Christ, body of chosen people. Amen. You're chosen. Hallelujah. So don't be frozen. Each of us has to find our meaning and function, it says. Pursue that. Look for that. Pray for that. Because your God-given gift is for a greater good. Yeah, it's going to help you and bless you. But wouldn't it be nice to leave a generational blessing? Wouldn't it be nice to know that your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids have received an impartation of godliness and holiness and righteousness? Well, that doesn't happen because you're casual. Uncommitted. I prefer to remain uncommitted. At my church, I'm an anonymous visitor. How long have you been going to that church? 2 years? And you're still an anonymous visitor? When I got saved, it took me 6 days to get involved. I didn't need 32 classes. I just knew what Jesus did for me was so incredible. I got to keep getting more of this and I'll do whatever you need me to do. 6 days later, I'm on a project. Well, you weren't properly vetted. God is not so much concerned about your ability. He's more concerned about your availability, right? And you have a grace on you, a power on you, an anointing on you. It's within you. And it's going to help you accomplish what God has called you to do. That's your unique blessing. You're hardwired in a unique way and you need to discover more of that. What do you have a knack for? And begin to use that for the kingdom. And as you manifest yourself, even on the smallest of the mustard seed scale, the widow's mite scale, it doesn't seem like anything, but you're at least making an effort to do your part. And God will motivate you and lead you into greater things. And as everyone's doing all of that, we're all contributing to the return of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So how do we get started? Or if you're thinking, man, my life seems on pause right now, what should we do? The best way to get started or the best way to get restarted is to simply start. Start somewhere, right? The need is the call. Let me repeat, breaking Christian news about your calling and divine assignment. The need is the call. The need is the call. Open our eyes. We don't want to see the need because we think we're supposed to be the miracle worker. No, you're not the miracle. Jesus is the miracle worker. He just needs hands and feet and voices that will step up and step out in faith, make themselves available, even if you don't have the training in the background. God's love never fails. The need is the call. Go out on an outreach with Pastor Wanderson. Serve somewhere in your church. Remember, it's a lot easier for God to steer a moving person. If you're anchored to your seat, well, I just come to church to sit in the pew. Yeah, and you become pewy when you sit in the pew too long. Look for doors of opportunity. Jesus sent out 70 and said, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. That needs to be part of our mindset. So as we wrap things up today, let me give you 12 ways to know God is wanting to elevate your expectation and lead you into more of your divine assignment. 12 ways. Number one, there's a burden on your heart you just can't shake. Keeps coming up again and again. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this. That is called the Holy Spirit. Stop rebuking the devil and obey the Lord. Number two, there's a specific person or area of ministry you know that needs your help. You just know it. The need is the call. Number three, certain scriptures you read encourage you to make a move. Two-thirds of God's name is go. Make a move. Number four, when you pray, you sense that God is asking you to get more involved. Number five, God using someone to encourage you, like I'm encouraging, take another step in ministry today. Number six, you feel as if your unique skill sets would help improve things. Number seven, you feel an ongoing uneasiness. You're stuck in your comfort zone. Number eight, you always find yourself saying, why aren't they doing that? When are they going to do that? That's really the Spirit of God saying, when are you going to start doing that? That's what life groups are all about. Number nine, there's a deep sense you need to grow more spiritually. You just know, man, I have got to take this thing to a new level. Number 10, you're seeing a growing list of confirmations and open doors. Man, every time you turn around, it's like there's an opportunity. Number 11, you feel drawn to help out a certain area of ministry or certain leader. And number 12, you sense a nudging and a growing confidence. It's time. It's time. 2020, it's time to take another step of faith, to get involved more than you've ever gotten involved before. When Jesus gave his disciples the Great Commission in Matthew 28 to go into all the world, he was not just speaking to pastors. He wasn't just speaking to the Scott Sigmunds of the world or the Pastor Larry Hucks of the world. He's speaking to every believer. Every believer is a leader on a different level. And what God is saying today is meant to be a rallying cry, a mission statement. Let's go! I love that movie In Glory with Denzel Washington at the very end when they're charging up that hill. That's one of my favorite Denzel scenes. He turns around and he says, let's go! Man, that gets me going. So God wants your gifts, your talents. They're all unique. No one does everything the same. No one has an identical calling. We're all uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made. But however you're wired, whatever your strengths are, whatever you're drawn to, use that to build the kingdom. Use that to be a blessing. Come on, somebody. Use that to make the world a better place, starting in your house, right? Starting in your church, in your community, and then we'll touch the world and be the people that turn this world upside down. Amen. Who's ready for 2020 to be the best year ever so far? Amen. Shout amen, somebody, and give the Lord a praise. Amen.